Meg, it's Orson Welles.
Of course it is.
I think it's time we talked.
What is it the writer says? Tell the story you know.
Hello, everyone.
Make yourself to home, Mr. Mankiewicz, or shall I call you Herman?
Please, call me Mank.
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 This is Herman Mankiewicz, but we're to call him Mank.
Mankiewicz. Herman Mankiewicz, New York playwright and drama critic.
Turned humble screenwriter, Mr. Hearst.
This is a business where the buyer gets nothing for his money but a memory. What he bought still belongs to the man who sold it. That's the real magic of the movies.
Thunder, lightning, blood, fire, religion.
Help! Someone save me!
All in one film.
That's director proof.
That's why I always want Mank around.
Post-synchro. Dick Tomasovic.
Salut les audiophiles cinéphiles, Mank, c'est le nouveau film de David Fincher, qui est un triple événement. C'est le retour de Fincher au long métrage, Gone Girl remonte tout de même à 2014. C'est un film en noir et blanc qui plonge dans l'histoire du cinéma, puisqu'il s'intéresse à Herman Mankiewicz, hein, le scénariste du Citizen Kane d'Orson Welles. On est loin des territoires habituels de Fincher. Et puis, une raison un peu externe, hein, c'est que le film a été produit par Netflix et sort sur sa plateforme, bien sûr, ce qui est un nouveau coup de griffe très remarqué dans le schéma traditionnel de la production, la distribution, de l'exploitation cinématographique. On vit décidément une époque de bouleversement intense. En tout cas, cette actualité nous a donné envie de nous replonger dans les précédentes bandes sonores de David Fincher, qui avait commencé sa carrière comme réalisateur de clips, et pas des moindres, hein, puisqu'il a travaillé, entre beaucoup d'autres, pour Roy Orbison, Paula Abdul, George Michael, Madonna, les Rolling Stones, Michael Jackson, ou encore les Gypsy Kings. Et oui, Bamboleo, c'est aussi David Fincher. Passé au long métrage, c'est un autre type d'artiste qu'il convoque pour ses bandes sonores, avec de belles et régulières collaborations avec Howard Shore, ou de manière moins classique avec Trent Reznor, et puis des séquences incroyables rythmées par les voix et les mélodies de David Bowie, des Pixies, des Dust Brothers, de Marvin Gaye, de Jefferson Airplane, et j'en passe, ou encore de Willy Bobo. Seven, The Game, Fight Club, Panic Room, Zodiac, Social Network, Millennium et Gone Girl sont au programme. Et si c'est la première fois que vous écoutez Post-Synchro, je vous annonce notre règle numéro 6. Vous devez enlever votre t-shirt et vos chaussures. Bonne écoute.
the heart's filthy lessons. With her 100 miles.
This isn't gonna have a happy ending. It's not possible.
Hey man, we catch him, I'll be happy enough.
If we catch John Doe, and he turns out to be the devil, I mean, if he's Satan himself, that might live up to our expectations, but he's not the devil. He's just a man.
You know, see, you bitch and you complain and you tell me these things, these mean things. If you think you're preparing me for hard times, thank you, but...
But you gotta be a hero. You wanna be a champion. Well, let me tell you, people don't want a champion. They wanna eat cheeseburgers, play the lotto, and watch television.
Hey, how did you get like this? I wanna know.
Well.
so fucked. They just fuck you. And then just when you think it's all over, that's when the real fucking starts.
All right, calm down. Just take a breath.
They won't stop, Nick. I paid the bill. I gave them their fucking money. They won't leave me alone.
What are they doing to you?
Everything. I'm a goddamn human pinata.
Calm down. And why do they keep playing if you already paid?
I don't know. I paid them more to make them stop.
Post-synchro.
We'll be right back. Every week, Tyler gave the rules that he and I decided.
Gentlemen, welcome to Fight Club. The first rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. The second rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. Third rule of Fight Club, someone yells stop, goes limp, taps out, the fight is over. Fourth rule, only two guys to a fight. Fifth rule, one fight at a time, fellas. Sixth rule, no shirts, no shoes. Seventh rule, fights will go on as long as they have to. And the eighth and final rule, if this is your first night at Fight Club, you have to fight.
Thank you. Stop.
Yeah.
Grown like a star in my eyes, if I open my eyes to take a peek, to find that I was by the sea, gazing with tranquility. Just then, when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love. Then, when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love. Histories of ages past, unenlightened shadows cast down through all eternity, the crying of humanity. 'Tis then when the hurdy-gurdy man comes singing songs of love. Then when the hurdy-gurdy man comes singing songs of love.
Oh, baby. everybody thinks we're on the mother. Who are they to judge us?
Mother, mother,
simply call us, we wear our hair long.
Mother, mother,
woo.
It's called a cease and desist letter. What were their names?
Who?
The girls.
When did you get this?
About 10 days ago, right after we launched the site.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, the girls, what were their names?
They're saying the Winklevoss twins are saying that you stole their idea.
I find that to be a little more than mildly annoying.
Oh, well, they find it to be intellectual property theft. Look, why didn't you show this to me?
It was addressed to me.
They're saying that we stole the Facebook from Divya Narendra and the Winklevoss.
I know what it says.
Did we?
Did we what?
Don't screw around with me now. Look at me. The letter says we could face legal action.
No, it says I could face legal action.
This is from a lawyer, Mark. They must feel they have some grounds.
The lawyer is their father's house counsel.
Do they have grounds?
The grounds are our thing is cool and popular and Harvard Connection is lame. Wardo, I didn't use any of their code. I promise, I didn't use anything. Look, a guy who builds a nice chair doesn't owe money to everyone who ever has built a chair, okay? They came to me with an idea. I had a better one.
Why didn't you show me this letter?
I didn't think it was a big deal.
Okay. So if there's something wrong, if there's ever anything wrong, you can tell me. I'm the guy that wants to help. This is our thing. Now, is there anything that you need to tell me?
No.
Thank you.
Nick will die too. Nick and Amy will be gone, but then we never really existed. Nick loved a girl I was pretending to be. Cool girl. Men always use that, don't they, as their defining compliment. She's a cool girl. Cool girl is hot. Cool girl is game. Cool girl is fun. Cool girl never gets angry at her man. She only smiles in a chagrined, loving manner and then presents her mouth for fucking. She likes what he likes. So evidently, he's a vinyl hipster who loves fetish manga. If he likes girls gone wild, she's a mall babe who talks football and endures buffalo wings at Hooters. When I met Nick Dunn, I knew he wanted cool girl. And for him, I'll admit, I was willing to try. I wax-stripped my pussy raw. I drank canned beer watching Adam Sandler movies. I ate cold pizza and remained a size 2. I blew him, semi-regularly. I lived in the moment. I was fucking game. I can't say I didn't enjoy some of it. Nick teased out in me things I didn't know existed. A lightness, a humor, an ease. But I made him smarter, sharper. I inspired him to rise to my level. I forged the man of my dreams. We were happy pretending to be other people. We were the happiest couple we knew. And what's the point of being together if you're not the happiest? But Nick got lazy. He became someone I did not agree to marry. He actually expected me to love him unconditionally. Then he dragged me, penniless, to the navel of this great country and found himself a newer, younger, bouncier, cool girl. You think I'd let him destroy me and end up happier than ever? No fucking way. He doesn't get to win.
Post-synchro.